So I tried to make corned beef for the very first time last week in preparation for St. Patrick's Day. And I was so excited about it until I got home and realized that the corned beef I bought didn't have a seasoning packet. And then I tried to buy all the individual seasoning packets. And it turns out it's like a million different things. I was like, I refuse to do this. The corned beef was disgusting. And I'll never make it again.
My wife crushes corned beef. It's never a problem around my house, I say, but it does seem to be a little bit involved, even if she's putting it in the crock pot. There's a lot of stuff that goes in there.
What is the right way to do it? Chef Plum from the Food Network. Plum, I clearly didn't know what I was doing and made a huge mistake and didn't know how to season. But what's the right way to make corned beef?
I just picture you getting all these tiny little sugar packets and opening them up and pouring them onto the corned beef until it's enough.
Have you ever Googled what's the different seasonings in a corned beef packet? There's a million of them. And when you start gathering them all at the grocery store, it was $55 in seasoning. I was like, no, thank you.
You're going to make a lot of corned beef then. Well, listen, so it's really simple. They call it a corned beef. It's corned or pickled, as they say, right? Which is kind of a gross term, but it was done in order to make the beef last longer, kind of keeps it safer. But what you want to do is you want to it's kind of simple. It's like a brine, right? You want to do sugar, salt, a little bit of liquid, or you can do it dry and just use sugar and salt. But what you're doing is you're pulling that moisture out, but you're also forcing flavor back into it. So when I do that, you might as well throw something on the car with them. They're going to drive into that meat with that sugar and salt. So I'll throw a little mustard seed, a little caraway. I'll throw a little juniper in there as well. The key thing is, though, you got to let it sit, right? So you put it in there, start pickling it, put it in the refrigerator for 10 days. Let it hang out in there. Take it out, and then you want to dry it off after that 10 days, get rid of that liquid that was in, and then you want to braise it, right? So you want to cook it in a flavorful liquid. A little water. I use a little beer. You could use a little stock and carrots, onion, and celery, and cook it for hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, low temperature, a lot of time, and a lot of flavor. So you need to have that moisture in there. That's what breaks down that connective tissue in that particular piece of meat, because usually those pieces of beef, those briskets, they can be pretty tough.
Yeah.
I can't imagine working on a meal for 10 days.
Yeah, if you wanted that today, you're out of luck.
10 days, I got to birth it. I got to raise it so I can destroy it and eat it after the 10 days. I'm working on a meal for 10 days. Am I a cattle rancher? Am I eating babies? What am I doing?
Whoa. It does make the perfect sandwich meat, though. Listen, it's well worth it if you want to do it on your own. Or you can buy it from the store like Anna did. Just make sure it has that little packet of stuff. Let's say you have the same experience that Anna had, where you buy it, you don't have the packet of stuff that goes with it. Put it in your crock pot, a little salt, a little sugar, a little black peppercorns, and let it ride that way. On high, for about 6-7 hours.
I'll tell you, that's exactly what I did, and it was not great. So you're going to have to birth your baby. That's what I think Raven's right.
That's it. That's it. Fat on it or off it. My wife pulls the corned beef out of the slow cooker and then scrapes the fat off, which I told her makes her Satan.
I would agree. I'm not trying to call your wife Satan. I've met your wife. She's a very nice individual. However, taking the fat off would make me question if she's even American.
Right. Or Irish, for that matter. Yeah.
Oof, yes, Irish-American. Leave the fat on. It adds a lot of flavor. Don't take it off.
Chef Plum, always good advice. You can check him out online at chefplum.com.